Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Purdy floats it back in the end zone. All alone is George Kittle. His second touchdown catch of the day. And the 50th touchdown catch of his career.
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, George Kittle, two touchdowns yesterday. McCaffrey with three. Boy, McCaffrey's having a darn good year. You didn't need to exploit him like you have,
man,
the past week.
That was light work. 18 touches, Steiny. That's how you kind of design it. But I got some trivia for you, Steiny, because you talked about one of those touchdowns from George Kittle. You ready?
Sure, I'm ready.
You locked in?
Yep.
Yeah. So Brock Purdy and George Kittle yesterday, Steiny,
yeah, I'm
connected
listening.
For their 23rd touchdown pass together.
Okay.
Okay. That surpassed the great Steve Young.
No, not to Brent Jones.
And Brent Jones.
No.
They had 22. So yesterday that was surpassed. Kittle and Brock Purdy got Michael Jordan 23.
I got a question for
you. Okay, go ahead.
How many did Jones catch from Joe Montana and Steve Young? Did Joe never throw to Brent?
I'll say this to that. It wasn't 23.
No, but it could have been two.
Yeah, well, 22, yeah, but it wasn't. But here we go. Can you name the number one tandem in Niner history quarter? This shocked me a little bit. I don't know why I'm shocked. That was second.
Okay.
At 23.
Tight end?
Yeah, tight end and quarterback. They got 23, Kittle and Brock. They surpassed Brent Jones and Steve Young. There's one tandem out at number one with Steph Curry at 30. Can you name it?
Russ Francis and
Russ.
Steve DeBerg.
Dude, you forgot Alex Smith and Vernon Davis.
Yes,
did it 30 times.
I completely forgot about that.
They were bad, but I just like, damn. It's just, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kittle and Purdy cooking.
Because I figured, well, it's nobody between the two. This is George Kittle on Brock Purdy yesterday.
I think I've only said this about two quarterbacks. Brock's presence in the huddle is just so elite. He plays the game with this joy that's so infectious, and it's just so much fun to play football with him. I mean, especially five plays into the game, he hits me 30 yards down the field on a perfect pass. Like, he was definitely feeling it. I think he's got the confidence. He's got his swagger. I mean, more people were celebrating with Brock after his touchdown pass with me. I was a little jealous, but he was feeling it today. I will say the one pass to Christian on third down was like, that is like he clicked too many Madden buttons on his controller and just said screw it. And what a play by Christian.
So he dissed every quarterback he's played with, right? Jimmy, that was slapping Jimmy. He's like, come on, you got to go through the list of quarterbacks he's been in the huddle with, right?
The problem is he said he's one of two, and they didn't ask him who the other one was. No.
Well, you're right there.
Who was the other one?
Yeah, right. Jimmy. It had to be Jimmy.
I have no idea. Maybe
Kittle's
it was Mac.
In the zone right now, man. Hey, maybe it was Mac.
I mean, I don't know.
He ain't had too much. Yeah. He ain't played with Mac too much, but man.
Who was Kittle's quarterback in college?
Iowa. Evan would know that.
He won't know that. Not even the great E will know that. Kittle, how was it like having Ricky Pearsall back?
One of my favorite things about Ricky is just the juice he brings in the huddle. Like, it's just so much fun to see him out there because he has so much fun playing football and he has so much confidence. And, like, I need that too. Like, I need to feel that confidence from the guys in my huddle. And, like, Ricky brings that for the second he's in the huddle. And so he's going to have a great one. And, I mean, my guess he's going to pop off on Monday Night Football. That's what I would put. I'm not going to put any money on it.
Wow. This is why I like where I work at in our team.
Why?
Willard just texts both of us. They did follow up and ask. And guess who the winner was?
Mac Jones.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, Jimmy. He said Jimmy.
Okay, so he...
Put some respect right on Will. Put some respect on Jimmy's name.
So now nobody jumps to the obvious conclusion that Kittle doesn't get along with Mac Jones.
Only
Kittle
you do
Kittle was
that.
Working behind the scenes to get Mac Jones out of the starting lineup.
That's how your mind
so
works.
So he could bump up his individual numbers.
I thought he was going to text.
Kittle's having
it's incredible. Stoney, what was the stat I gave you?
I don't.
Since he's come back, 19 targets, 19 catches, 3 touchdowns. Hey, throw it to him. Dude, man. Dude is in his zone, man.
49ers win 41-22. Second straight week, the Cardinals basically lost 40-20.
Well, you're right.
And, 49ers doing what they have to do. Take advantage of the teams on the schedule that are banged up as much as them and win those games. And now they're 7-4. What was the one thing I was going to ask you about? Oh, our caller Scott from Marin,
yeah,
who was saying, you know, it's obvious that Purdy's better than Mac Jones. And he said, you know, he sees pre-snap stuff before the snap even occurs. He knows the offense better than Mac Jones, mm-hmm. which stands the reason because he's been here for so long. And listen, I think when you asked me, it was one of the best part about yesterday's game is right after the win, I would say Purdy played well enough that nobody is going to be bringing up Mac Jones.
And shouldn't it have been that if we want to keep it 100, as the kids say, Stoney, Let's be honest. Let's have an honest conversation here. Shouldn't that have been that from – hadn't Brock done enough good
We have to see how he played.
I think he had, man.
Okay, so, like, again
– and he got paid. He got proposed to. He accepted. He got married, and that thing got loud. I'm not going to ignore it, but, I mean, you think about it, you just talk about – I think of Rodney Dangerfield, the respect or their lack of.
Like you were saying last week, you thought Mac might be better than Brock.
Yeah, but I told you the CNN, the politics part of it was not just what Brock Purdy has done for this organization and where he's taken them, almost to a Super Bowl victory, right? I can just keep going on that, read the resume. But also, too, Stoney, what's bigger than almost a Super Bowl win is not – is the fact that the Niners gave him the contract. So that meant they weren't flirting. So Kyle probably was right. Like, you're holding it down, you're doing a great job. But man, when I'm watching Brock yesterday, I said, shame on myself. And again, this was just his first game back, but I saw it early. Stoney, he looks to make that home run throw. And I'm not saying Mac was bad. He wasn't. I can't say it. But shame on me for thinking, you know what, Buffalo Springfield, something's happening here, and maybe Mac can snatch this job. That never was going to happen.
I disagree. Mm. I we don't know. It still could happen in theory. I'm just saying, like, that the best part of that win was nobody's coming out of it saying, oh boy, we shouldn't have come off Mac. Like, that was the best part of the win.
Yeah.
The best part of the win is that Brock Purdy can quarterback on Monday without half the fan base saying, why isn't Mac Jones quarterbacking on Monday night? And that to me is the biggest part. And that was Kyle Shanahan's biggest win, because if Brock Purdy would have played for whatever reason, like he did against Jacksonville, even if they would have won a close game, there would have been a lot of chirping, yeah. and they've avoided that. So that, to me, was the best part of that win yesterday.
No, I hear you, but give me this, Donnie. The chirping would have came from where they don't care nothing about, and that's the team. It would have come from the media.
And it would have come from the fans. It would have come from the fans,
yeah.
And it would have come from the media.
But not in the building where it matters.
It does. I think, see, that's right. Mm. I think it matters if the fan base is booing quarterbacks or is questioning the decision making of coaches and players.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree.
So if let's just say hypothetically Purdy would have been, they win 21-20 and Purdy has a touchdown and a couple picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't think the fan base would be.
No.
Up in arms?
I totally do, but it's like what they were when this thing was going and Mac was hot as fish grease. You know, or do you ride the hot hand? My point was, I didn't think that ever once altered Kyle and John's thought process and mindset in regard to where when our dude is ready, just hand him over the keys.
I do, and here's why I think so. I think that Mac was playing well enough that they could be super duper cautious with Brock Purdy. And the schedule helped that to some degree. And as long as Mac Jones was keeping him in it, they were going to use him. And then I thought once they got beat by the Rams, it was just the perfect time to bring Purdy back. And he had a wonderful welcome back game against that team. Yeah. And
there's still work to do.
Nobody can say anything now. Whereas if it wouldn't have gone that as well.
Let's be real. Look,
if they lose that game yesterday, what do you think we're going to be talking about if they lose yesterday?
Well, just what you're talking about now.
Exactly. And they've avoided all that, which is big.
For a week. So don't dare act like, Stoney, if Monday night comes and let's just say you get a bad version of Brock Purdy, that thing is dead.
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But
see, I'm smart enough to know that's still there and people are in the bushes and they'll come out and try to use it when it's, you know, when it works for them. But the bottom line is they went up there and I thought beat the crap out of Arizona, and the game was over at halftime, and you only used McCaffrey 18 times. Pearsall came back. First time they've been on the field together since September 28th, Ricky and Brock.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, what was the best part of that win yesterday? Was it Purdy coming back and alleviating any fears? Was it Christian McCaffrey continuing to do his thing? How about the emergence? I shouldn't even say emergence, but how about George Kittle? He's playing fantastic in the 49ers.
Ask me mine.
What was yours?
The three turnovers from the defense, man. And I like my expectation level may be a bit low, but I don't think I'm by myself. I'm hearing Mayoko and all the guys on the post game talk about, you know, how if you get anything from this defense, it'll be something. I'm paraphrasing, but Stoney, that was something they've struggled with, takeaways, and they got three in one game, and one came in the red zone. So that there, again, it's Arizona, but you didn't do that the last time you played the Cardinals. So I just, when you come out of a game, you hope maybe this means something, and maybe come Monday night, you know, this starts something with the defense to where these young cats feel like, you know what, maybe we're not getting to the quarterback as often as we like, but we've got a little formula, a recipe to where we're hanging on to possible interceptions. And we saw Niner defenders all year long just couldn't, you know, not have the ability to hold on to a pick. But, Stoney, they did yesterday, and my biggest takeaway or thing that I think might mean something is the three takeaways as a whole.
Yeah, I give them credit because they won the game, but when a team, I just like three turnovers and 17 penalties.
I got you, man.
17 penalties.
It's a record, NFL record.
Well, that's the other thing. You want to know why they threw for 450 yards, and a big part of that reason is because they were penalized so much. Because they were penalized so much. It's like, you throw a 20-yard pass to the 50, Then you hold and illegal procedure, you're back to the 35, you throw a 15-yard pass, you get more yards, but you're at the exact same place.
Yeah.
It was kind of
No, I watched it. I got you.
I would take that win, put it in your back pocket, and don't expect a team to play a game like that against you for the rest of the year, is the way I would look at it. Did Brock Purdy, did he think about the toe? How was the toe feeling yesterday?
No, I didn't even think about it, honestly, in the game or anything. At practice and everything, that's where I tested it all out, you know, and felt, I'm like, at practice, rolling out, all right, do I feel it, do I not? No, I don't, I feel great. And then come game, man, when I warmed up, everything, I didn't even think about it, felt great. And throughout the game and stuff, I was able to do, I think, everything, scramble, keepers, rollouts, step up in the pocket, like, played quarterback.
Oh, you got to feel good with that report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think...
Because I thought, Steiny, was he trying not to scramble as much? You know, I'm just thinking, like, what's going on in his, you know, in his headspace. But he said, nah, Goo, I tested out at practice. I was good.
Yeah. I mean, I think the real test is how he's going to feel today and maybe tomorrow. And if, I guess, later in the week. That's the big test with this toe, but he didn't sound like he was concerned about it after the game yesterday.
I'll tell you this, the disparity between McCaffrey and Robinson in regard to toe, Steiny. I mean, this is probably the closest it'll ever be through the whole season. 13 rush attempts for McCaffrey, Brian Robinson on his bumper with 8.
Yeah.
I know the game dictate, you know, goes differently, but I was like, man, okay, B-Rob, that will never happen again the rest of the season. I don't believe.
Well, I mean, Robinson's getting a few more touches week by week.
Eight for 24,
we'll see where he is by the end of the season. But
McCaffrey averaged 6.2 a pop, 13 for 81.
This is Brock Purdy on his thought process during the 4 or 5 weeks he was out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's my first time missing that much time in a season. And for me, it was new. How do I handle it? You know, I'm the starter, and we put in all this work from OTAs to camp, and then we go into Seattle, big win, and then I'm just dealing with this toe thing for all these weeks. And so it was frustrating. I had to learn how to deal with it and mentally, like, just take it one day at a time, 1 week at a time, and trust that there's a process to this. And the trainers, the strength staff, everybody, they do this. This is their profession. So trusting in them, our plan that we put together, all to, when I do come back, mentally, I'm ready to roll. You know, I'm going to drop back with confidence, rip it with confidence, play quarterback, go through my reads. So it was getting to that point. And so that was all new for me. But overall, it felt good, and I loved our plan, and I feel great now. So it's, you know, I'm glad we won, and now it's on to the next.
Can I share something?
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, Steiny, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm emotional, and I get, thank you, Evan, I get facts, and, you know, I try to be smart and run with the facts the best that I can. And I try to stay true to myself and in bounds. And
can you just get around to it?
Now that hurt.
I mean, this is obviously
that.
There's no doubt he's saying something here that's going to be.
Hey, no, seriously, Steiny, that hurt, man.
Go ahead.
Like, I need an apology.
Trust me, you got enough disclaimers on it.
Here we go.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
Listen to Dre, we'll get to you. So at the summit, that day in San Jose when Willard said we got breaking news and McCaffrey missed practice because of the calf, I ran with, oh my gosh, this might be a death blow. Dude plays that week, nothing to see here. And I'm not mad at myself, but I trusted the intel to think this is big.
Well, all he did was miss a practice.
Right. But before missing that practice and playing in that game, I was like, this can go 100 ways. So I say that to say, here I am, and I did it. Turf toe, low kneel, ball tinger. It can follow you all year. This is me doing it. And it was out of love, but I'm like, oh, this is cryptic, Steiny. This dude comes back, no harm, no foul, picks up right where he left off. So I'm just telling you and you all, I tend to overreact. Man comes right back, plays, feels nothing, and all systems are go, man.
I mean, I can help you with it if you want.
You were in the boat with me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
No, I wasn't.
Stop.
For 6 weeks, I'm like, I hate talking about this. He'll come back when he's ready. Oh, Steiny. Okay. Like, you mean like you overreact when you say Steiny, I'd shut him down for the rest of the year? Okay. Like something like that. Okay. And I said, well, we don't know how serious the injury is. You know?
God bless you. I forgot.
This is not enough
that.
Of it. No. Yeah.
But I'm not taking all the bullets
on this.
At the summit because we all overreact. The summit stopped. Because everybody was panicked. Look at you smiling.
Oh, my God.
Just admit it. It's okay.
Admit what?
We all were concerned about Christian.
I wasn't concerned one iota.
Oh, my God.
I'm interested because this is my job.
That's a beautiful
but concerned,
word. I'm interested.
I'm not concerned about anything 49er
so
related.
Let you tell it. Yeah, let
I
you
like,
tell
I
it.
Love talking about their strengths and weaknesses.
Thank you for Steiny, reminding me about the shutdown.
Are you concerned about Mac Jones' approach now that he's been relieved of his start? No. Steiny, are you concerned about Purdy? No. He'll return.
Yeah.
We'll see what
not
happens.
Not disappointed at all. I'm happy I was wrong on both cases, but damn, I did forget I was advocating maybe shut him down.
No. Not maybe shutting him down. Steiny, I would shut him down.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. No.
What?
You all try. See, this. I can't do it.
Well, you do
I
it with the best.
I can't
of
do
them,
it.
And you try to
yeah,
act
here's
like
the
you
bottom
don't.
Line.
That's
they,
that's
have, they have injuries. And no is right on
what?
The YouTube chat.
What'd he say?
You guys have no conviction. And you know what? You guys have no conviction because you know what?
What's that
You're
mean?
Not comfortable with your sports thoughts.
Oh, please.
And your beliefs.
I am
and
to the I point to where I just called
week
myself
one,
out.
Steiny, you want to come off 10-7? No. Steiny, you want to come off 10-7 after 5 games? No. Steiny, okay, they're 7-4. I sure as hell don't want to come off 10-7 now. Unfortunately, you can't stay the same. Because remember, you came off 10-7 when Warner and Bosa got hurt. Yeah, you said I'd like to change it to 8-9 or 9-8.
No, stop.
No, you did. No, you did.
You would have to get audio. Now you just control it now. I stayed at 10.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe I said it to
you. And you know why they're on pace? One of the reasons they're on pace to win 10 games? Because their schedule's a joke. That's why. Anyway, but hey, they're doing everything they need to do.
And you said it, and I'll give you this. I hate it. They do control their own destiny to make the playoffs.
Of course.
It's right there.
Of course.
And it starts this Monday or next Monday against the
Panthers.
Like, you have no idea, like, in your mind,
I know exactly what's
how difficult that game could be. Because it can't be this, right? It can't be what Arizona did. And Vegas even had Niners favored by three. But good Lord, what, that was
games
easy
in
money.
Carolina?
No, here.
Oh, God.
What if it's raining?
Well, then you got to start Mac Jones.
I look at
it. I mean, it's pretty simple. Nah, this is – hey, listen, there's only one guy around here who really deserves a victory lap, and it's the boss.
Four.
Just absolutely nailing the season before the season even started, and now we're 11 weeks in.
Now,
and
can
I'm
you
like,
elaborate to the people that don't know? Because I'm like, huh?
He said, let me tell you, no matter what happens this year, if they win games, we're just – nobody's going to buy it. Because of the schedule, they're going to get doubted all year long, even if they're winning games.
But don't the injuries kind of throw a monkey wrench in that? Like, you don't even know what to think or how to judge because of what they've lost. Like, that's right. Superseded.
Oh, no doubt. But here's what I would say, Goo. If your schedule's a joke, all right, you got the easiest schedule in a decade.
Right.
Okay. So the 49ers have the easiest schedule in a decade. Okay. Now, Warner and Bosa get hurt. Okay, now it's still the easiest schedule in a decade. Now it may have gotten a little harder for the Niners, but the schedule, just the schedule,
oh, man,
is a great one. And they're taking advantage of it. Well, so give them their credit.
And you could tell me this and what you think of this, and I don't want to call anybody out, but I'm trying to take the pulse of the fans. And normally, Steiny, after a Niner win on YouTube, you know, we get calls, people calling saying, okay, this is the start of something. We have 1,000. And I feel like it's a packed restaurant. But today, it's like 500. And I'm wondering, where is the energy or the synergy that they think this Niner team has created that can propel them now as they sit? If the playoffs ended today, I love that as a fan. If it ended today, they're in. So where you at?
The 49er fans are not as interested as they have been in years past because they don't, some of them don't think they can win a Super Bowl, and they're out. And they, like, they can't find enjoyment out of anything other than winning a championship.
Or Mac Jones, because the lines were blowing up. We needed new phone lines.
I mean, do I think the 49ers are good? Not really. But if I were a fan, I'd be like, what the hell? Let's ride it out. They're 7-4. Let's see what happens. Who knows? Obviously, if they make the playoffs, their first playoff game is going to probably be against a team
on the
road better than any team they played all year outside the Rams or maybe the Seahawks.
Well, let me do this. 7-4, good record, Sonny, in the NFL? I would say yes.
It's good enough. It's good enough right now. But, you know, look, every fan base has them. Fans that, if they don't think you can win at all, they're just... not, they're going to tread lightly.
Hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of 49er fans are. They're smart enough to know that it's going to be tough to win a Super Bowl with this defense.
Hmm.
But what the hell? You can still have fun watching, can't you? 888-957-9570. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And that segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.